Brett Sutton, he absolutely believes that the only way Las Vegas comes out of this thing is a vaccine. And, you know, we had a conversation the other day because some of the states, including Nevada now, is basically saying that when the vaccine comes out, they're going to take time and they're going to vet the vaccine. And, you know, and I'm like, you know, I don't know who on earth Nevada could possibly get to vet what is basically submitted, you know, and okayed through the FDA. That sounds very confusing to me. I think that what Nevada should be doing instead is lobbying the federal government to be the first people to get the vaccine and to get it here, because people are traveling here from all over the country, different parts of the world, okay? So Las Vegas is much more susceptible than any other city in this country, maybe except for Orlando. I mean, we're the two big destinations right now. If anything, Nevada should be getting a hold of that vaccine right away and getting it, you know, out to the first responders, of course, first. You know, the populations that are at risk, and then getting it to everybody right away. I don't understand who are they going to have to vet into you know, critique a vaccine that their doctor Anthony Fauci says is perfect.
In 25 seconds or less, are you going to be willing to take the vaccine?
Yes.
Okay. Me too, by the way, I think. If Jeff, if you're going to take it, I'll take it, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, fair enough, man. Hey, make sure you have a great weekend. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I know we'll talk again soon. Thanks so much, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Kevin.
Jeff Hecker, president and owner of Restaurant Consultants of Las Vegas, the company that manages Payments. And Payments is just a superior dining experience. It really, honestly is. If you haven't tried it, try it, please. Stick around. New member of the legislature who says even though she's a Republican, she's not going to caucus with the Republicans. What is that all about? Annie Black will join us, the Mesquite City Councilwoman and now Assemblywoman-elect in District 19. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
A little bit after 3:32 as we check out the traffic cams right now, and we are starting to see some extra congestion on the 15 in the resort corridor, mainly between Tropicana and Sahara, both directions. Also, those 24/7 lane restrictions, that's on the 15 between Cheyenne and Craig. Definitely expect delays on a Friday afternoon as you try to work your way through there. Those restrictions going to be there for some time. Also, road work on the 15 north side at Lamb Boulevard. Those lane restrictions will continue well into 2021. And there's still some construction going on. That's Jones Boulevard, both directions, between Upland and Smoke Ranch.
UMail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
The Pac-12 is now allowing teams to schedule non-conference games in situations where a team has to pull out of a game and the other team is healthy, as long as those games are played at Pac-12 sites and are played on a Pac-12 television network. The game will be allowed to be scheduled. This could impact the Mountain West. This weekend, for example, Colorado is not playing. They could have potentially pursued a game against Colorado State, who's not playing their game against UNLV, but Colorado made the decision to not pursue a non-conference game. The Mountain West weekend begins tonight with Air Force hosting New Mexico.
This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Right now, the Home Depot is home of smart home gifts for smart home gift givers. like the Ring Indoor Camera, Ring Outdoor Camera, and Ring Video Doorbell. Plus, right now, get free two-day shipping on any smart home gift purchases over $45. The top names in smart home at the best name in home improvement. That's smart gift giving. Improved. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. See store for details.
Modern Modernization Today has the products you need to modernize your workplace, like the Neuro Tiara. Upgrade your brain to the ultimate data management tool by simply deleting less critical information.
Childhood erased.
At CDW, we get a Neuro Tiara won't modernize your data. You need hybrid cloud data services from NetApp that simplify management and accelerate digital transformation to help unleash the full potential of your data. NetApp and IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/netapp.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition. Kevin Wall with you. Don't forget Catherine Jacoby, the president of the Nevada Restaurant Association, will join us just after 5 o'clock, and we'll find out why her association isn't maybe doing more to lobby the governor. Maybe they're doing something behind the scenes. We'll find out. That'll be coming up just after 5 o'clock. It was an amazing win. Annie Black, a Mesquite City Councilwoman, now Assemblywoman. I don't even think you can call her Assemblywoman elect. I think she is the Assemblywoman from District 19. She joins us. And Annie, first of all, congratulations on your victory. And can we just call you Assemblywoman Annie Black?
You can just call me Annie, but yes, official. We are officially Assemblywoman Black.
now, something occurred this week that my ears perked up. You went to a meeting a week ago today with the assembly Republicans, and they voted on the leadership positions for the next session. And after that meeting, you made a decision not to caucus with Republicans. You are a conservative, you are a Republican, but you don't want to caucus with the Republicans. First of all, take us back a week, and what happened at that meeting that turned you around on being with the caucus?
Well, my reservations with the caucus actually started back when CIFLAC shut down the state. I was watching the reaction and the press that was coming out of the caucus, kind of in a state of disbelief that they were holding him to a higher standard, or going, you know, pressuring him harder to get the state back open. And so I kind of already had reservations going into the meeting, I'll be completely honest. And when I got there, it just hit me that I worked really hard to be on message and to really be to build a brand, and I didn't know if that brand that the caucus is building necessarily goes very well with what I've been trying to do. And so I decided that I better just do my own thing and be a caucus of one.
Let me ask you, what will this mean? You may vote on a given issue identically with the caucus, but yet you won't caucus with the caucus. How will that manifest itself? Just in simple terms.
effectively, I'll be able to do everything that I was going to do before. I just won't have a muzzle on me. I won't have to worry about confidentiality. It really means that if any legislator, Republican or Democrat, does something that I disagree with, I'm able to call them out, which I've become known for doing. I think we need more people that are willing to do that are willing to stand up and say, this isn't right. And unfortunately, it was made clear to me in the caucus meeting that I wasn't going to be able to do that, which I understand, and it's their group. They make the rules. But I didn't necessarily agree with those rules, and I didn't agree with necessarily putting my name on every press release they put out or everything that they decided to do without really being able to give my consent or my feedback on it. So I like to control my own messaging because, like I said, I toe the conservative line, and I'm pretty hardcore about my reputation and what I stand for, and I didn't want to compromise that by watering myself down and joining the caucus.
What was it exactly they asked you to sign, the document that you refused to sign?
They didn't ask me to sign a document at the caucus meeting. They gave out the rules, and we were going to be able to look that over, and then we were all going to reconvene and go over the rules. And it was just basic stuff, you know, that they wanted confidentiality. They didn't want me to say anything derogatory about any other members of the caucus, which I understand. That's fair, right? I mean, that's not anything. I think it's out of the realm that they should ask for, but I didn't feel confident that I was going to be able to do that. I'm not comfortable with clandestine meetings, things happening behind closed doors, and then not being able to talk about it in public, and I'm not going to protect people just because they have an R next to their name. That's just what it came down to.
Again, Annie Black joining us, Assemblywoman from District 19. Will this impact your ability to serve on committees?
To be determined. I don't know. I'm not sure how that's going to work out. I have some ideas. I'm going to work on that myself. So we'll see. To be determined, but I'm not giving up on committees.
And the idea of dealing in some way with the Democrats is out of the picture? Being able to get committee assignments from the Democrats, or in some way consorting with the Democrats? Not caucusing.
No. You know, at the end of the day, the Speaker has the authority to appoint people to committees, so I'm hopeful that I can work with him and still get on some committees.
Who is it that makes that determination? I'm just curious who makes the determination on that.
Frierson.
Oh, okay, so if Frierson wants to put you on a committee, but it could be that you end up on no committees, is that right?
That could be.
Wow. I know there are going to be those saying, wouldn't it be better to work from inside the Republican caucus to improve the Republican caucus?
I guess it just depends on your perspective and whether you're willing to compromise what you believe in, and I just wasn't in this instance. And I feel like, you know, I'm not going to give out all my cards right now, but there are some plans to accomplish some of the things that we talked about, the committees and things like that. And so I do have some other plans that are going to be announced sometime soon, but I haven't talked about all of that just yet. But there is some good stuff coming up.
As the representative, the current representative for District 19, you have a vested interest in what the governor is about to say. We don't know when he's going to announce what he's going to do relative to the COVID-19 virus. And I'm just curious what you expect from the governor. And do you fear that he will try and shut us down again, especially with bars and restaurants and things like that?
I think everybody's afraid that he's going to shut us down again. And, you know, we should all be nervous about that. I don't know what it's going to look like surviving the first shutdown, ultimately, how that's all going to pan out for everyone. So far, it doesn't look like it's going to be very good for our state. I can't imagine us going through that again. And I can tell you, you know, my son has had COVID. He's 16 years old. He got COVID. I didn't get tested because I wasn't deathly ill, but I'm pretty sure I had it at one point. And so I'm not saying this as someone who's insensitive and doesn't understand the risk. You know, my son goes to a private school. He's been in school since school was supposed to have gone back. So I'm not saying these things as someone who's not living them, who's just saying them. I'm saying we need to get back to work. We need to get back to real life. All of our kids need to be back in school. And, of course, I'm afraid, just like everybody else, that the governor is going to shut us down again. And I think that would be a horrible decision, and I hope he doesn't do it.
I know we've seen in other states lawsuits against their governor. They've done it in Michigan and other places. Should we be suing the governor to get back our freedom?
I don't know if we need to sue him. I mean, we're going into a legislative session where ultimately the legislature should and could put up legislation to restrict the governor's authority to shut us down like this. So I have to say that's what was disappointing to me about the caucus while the shutdown was happening, was that nobody was demanding that the governor open our state back up. And now we have the legislative session coming up very soon, so there's a possibility that we can get something on the books so that this doesn't ever happen again, because it should not happen again.
Annie, always good to visit with you. Congratulations on your victory. Congratulations on taking office. And we will continue to follow this story, because this is a major story when one of the Republicans says, I'm not going to caucus with Republicans in the Assembly. We'll talk about this again, I'm sure. Thank you so much. Make sure you have a great Thanksgiving, okay?
You too, Kevin. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Annie Black, Assemblywoman, District 19, also a city councilwoman in Mesquite, but I think her days on the Mesquite City Council are long gone. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm going to let you hear the president. The president spoke today for the first time in about a week publicly. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Uh-oh. You have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes and don't know what to do. You've tried topical medications and they simply didn't work. You're fearful of the doctor's knife, painful laser treatments, and don't want any part of sulfur-containing oral drugs. Well, Bye-Bye Fungus is your answer for fast, safe, and effective treatment of awful fungal infections. Bye-Bye Fungus is based upon advanced technology that utilizes a patented combination of isoamalactate and jojoba oil. No other topical product includes this patented combination of ingredients, which work together to quickly eradicate the fungus. Bye-Bye Fungus is as easy to apply as nail polish. And for a limited time, you can receive a 20% discount by calling 1-800-258-3635 and mentioning the Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and enter the discount code WALL.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. In 1968, the world got the Hong Kong flu. It was very similar to the COVID-19. A lot of people got sick. Some of them died. Mostly the older and less healthy. But the media were so focused on Vietnam that the Hong Kong flu didn't get a lot of press. No industries were destroyed. Life went on. So in the history of 1968... the Hong Kong flu is only a footnote. 2020 will be recorded in history as the year COVID-19 created a pandemic, from which media and government created a worldwide economic disaster. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALD.com, 369-1321. QHALD.com, 369-1321.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scene. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And by the way, speaking of the legislature, Robin Titus, Assemblywoman from District 38, minority floor leader, sent out a letter to Governor Sisolak the other day. We are writing to you on behalf of the state of Nevada to implore you to refrain from shutting down Nevada's businesses once more. As states around the country continue to impose other tougher COVID-19 restrictions, it is not in Nevada's interest to simply blindly follow suit. And that's the problem that we have right now. We have a governor who seems hell-bent on closing down the economy again. He says he doesn't want to, but he doesn't say he won't. And then he does that mind-boggling deal where he says, you've got 2 weeks to clean up your act, or else. I mean, he treats us like children. And you know what's amazing? The leadership in our state, our politicians, our business leaders, it's almost as if they're just accepting this. They go along to get along, I guess. And I'm here to tell you, somebody has got to stand up to this governor. Somebody has got to challenge this governor because he has become power crazed. And somebody simply has to stand up to him and say, Governor, enough is enough. We know that the folks at Pfizer have applied. They've applied for an emergency use document permit, which would allow a vaccine to be shipped within 1 day. You do it on a Tuesday. The stuff will start going out on a Wednesday. It'll be received on a Thursday, and they'll be injecting people same day. That's how quickly this thing is moving. We know how quickly the disease has moved, but Operation Warp Speed is going to be even quicker. Trust me. Because they've got the military involved in this. They've got FedEx. That's next day delivery, folks. Trust me, this is going to move fast. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You've got to listen to talk radio, and you've got to rise up.
Can we just talk?
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
The 2021 Acura TLX will take your breath away.
Yes, the new TLX styling is aggressive.
Enough power to rival any adversary.
It has a standard iVTEC turbo engine.
And enough features to make you the hero.
Just tell them the truth. The all-new Acura TLX is the best sedan we've ever created. How's that sound? See it at your local Acura dealer. Acura. Less talk. More drive.
View our extensive inventory of Acuras at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FinleyAcura.com.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group, 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Coming up on the program, we'll check in northern Nevada, and we'll find out what's going on up there as we continue to count votes and certify and not certify. And don't forget, coming up after 5 o'clock, Catherine Jacoby. She is the president of the Nevada Restaurant Association. And we'll find out what the association is doing to lobby the governor to not close down our restaurants. The science just doesn't dictate it. I'm sorry, but it just doesn't. Stay where you are. We got a lot to do. And by the way, I'm going to let you hear from the president. He's been uniquely silent for about a week. He was talking today, but he was talking about prescription drug prices. Yeah. And how the price of them is going to come down. Not just down, way down. We'll do that and more coming up. Stay where you are. My name is Kevin Wall. It is Friday. We'll take you right up till 6 o'clock, I promise. And don't forget, Heidi Harris moves to 9 till noon, beginning Monday, right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East